Hello again. Your friendly neighbors of the Church of Christ are on the air once again with a quarter-hour broadcast under the caption now of Spirit Teaching. This series is also brought to you by your friendly neighbors of the Church of Christ that have a sincere desire that you and your entire family may come to know the Word of God more completely. We've often said it's not a substitution for church attendance. It does help those we trust who are shut in, who cannot be out to meeting. But if you're able to be out, just look upon this broadcast as a spiritual assistant, and as we've said, to help you and your entire family come to know the truth of God more completely. Now, before we get into the lesson here, Overcoming the World, from 1 John, I simply want to thank the brethren who made this series possible. You know, it's a wonderful thing to come into your home. We make it clear that it's not our broadcast. It's not our personal business. We certainly are interested in proclaiming the Word of God. We're an evangelist, have been for over 40 years, and the brethren have asked us to make these tapes on these different subjects, and we have been willing to do that. So we're an evangelist, just working under the eldership and the congregation that really brings you this broadcast, and we're glad to have the opportunity of speaking just as though we were in your home or in the church building and trying to offer a gospel message. I've been looking at the fifth chapter of 1 John in the close of this series and looking at verse 4 that says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." We've told you before that faith is that which stands under the entire Christian life. That's what Paul meant, I believe, in Hebrews 11:1, when he said, "Faith is the substance of things hoped for." The word substance can be broken down into two parts, the word under and the word stands. In other words, it stands under what we do to become a Christian. It stands under what we do to live the Christian life. This is true of worship. So the principle of whatsoever is not of faith is sin would indicate to us that as the foundation for the entire Christian arrangement is faith, then we must build upon this solid rock. Just like Jesus said, "Upon this rock I'll build my church." And of course that was a fact that we must have faith in, as we have faith in Jesus, that Christ is the Son of God, understanding that we are built as Christians, as the church is, upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. You've read that in your Bible many times in Ephesians 2:20. But what about the expression, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world"? One thing that must be considered here is that God is stronger than the world. We understand that Christ is stronger than the devil. Grace must be looked upon as being stronger than sin, and love is more powerful than hate. Now, when you look at the world, you may not see it from this standpoint. You may say, "Preacher, there's so much hate in the world, there's even hate in churches." Well, that's true. I've heard of that. I've seen it a few times. It's certainly something we don't like to talk about, but it's true. It's there. But still, in the ultimate, ask yourself the question, what is going to out? We understand that God is going to be victorious. He's not going to permit evil to triumph over good. Before Jesus comes, God will certainly scrutinize the hearts of men. In 2 Peter 3:9, that we've given to you a number of times, "The Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all might come to repentance." But when God sees that men will not repent, then his work upon this earth will have been completed. He certainly cannot force these people. He's not going to force them to repent. And he will send Jesus. And Jesus will be victorious. In the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, it says he must reign until he put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. And in the judgment, we're going to all appear before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account of the deeds done in the body, whether they be good or whether they be evil. In the 20th chapter of Revelation, it talks about the judgment of God. So God and Jesus Christ are going to be in that judgment, and there will be a separation made. According to Matthew 25:32, the sheep on the left, the goats, or the sheep on the right, the goats on the left. He's going to make that separation. So this shows that God is more powerful than evil. It shows that Christ is more powerful than the devil. It shows that his grace is greater than our sin, and the love of God is stronger, we might say, than the hate that's found in the world today. You see, people who really stand for the truth of God's Word understand that they have won a victory. I've often said that people, in looking about their Christian life, simply say, "Now I am free from sin. I owe nothing to sin. I have been delivered from a power of darkness. I have been translated into his glorious kingdom. Jesus Christ is my King. You see, that type of allegiance indicates to us that we've been born of God. Now, the one factor that enters into this subject that I don't want to overlook on the broadcast today really has everyone who claims to be born of God, have they really been born of God? I think there are people who honestly think they've been born again, and I'm going to leave that decision up to God, but I can challenge your thinking on it, and I can challenge my thinking on it by simply saying, have you gone all the way? Have you just gone part of the way? You know, someone who says to me that I confessed with my mouth that I believe Christ was the Son of God, and that saved me eternally. I believe that's just going part of the way. You see, it's wonderful to build upon that platform. But the Bible speaks that with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the confession, with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. That indicates that it's a step in the right direction. But one must follow that confession of faith with baptism. Now, baptism is for the remission of sins, according to Acts 2:38. It is to wash away our sins, according to Acts 22:16. It is also that which saves us, according to 1 Peter 3:21. These are passages that are outstanding. It's a commandment of God through the Apostle Peter, who spoke by inspiration of the Holy Spirit at the house of Hyrcanus. He commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Now, why am I singling this out? Because this is something that is very prevalent in the world today. I believe there are a lot of people who claim that they've been born again, and they're just as honest as anyone could be, who really haven't gone as far as they should in this matter. Now, we've got to leave this up to God, but I can call it to your attention just like you can call things to my attention. If you think I'm not preaching the truth, you let me know about this. It becomes my responsibility to make sure that I am preaching the truth. Now, one reason that I question whether everyone who claims to be born again has really been born again is because of what the Bible says in 1 Peter. Well, let's look at 1 Peter 1:22 and 23. Listen to this now. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth. That's how you purify your soul, in obeying the truth. And when you say obeying the truth, what are you talking about? His word is truth. John 17:17, Jesus simply said in his prayer to God, sanctify them by thy word is truth. He said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, what are we saying? To purify our souls, we have to obey the truth. Now, how much of the truth? Well, just as much truth as God has given us in his word to be assured that we become Christians. Now, notice what it follows saying here. Seeing you purified your souls and obeying the truth of the Spirit and unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, not of the world, not of man-made doctrine, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Here's a test I want to put you to on the broadcast today, including myself and everyone else. Ask yourself the question, have you really done what the Holy Spirit says you should do to become a Christian, to be born again? There's the gospel. That's the truth there. Have you obeyed that form of doctrine? Have you fit into that form of doctrine? Now, when we look at the composite picture of what people did to be Christians, they did five things. I don't believe there can be any doubt about this. They heard the word. They believed it. They repented of their sins. They confessed with their mouth what they believed in their heart. And they were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. May I ask, why would a person want to go short of this? Why would a person spend his time in saying, well, I don't need to repent, I don't need to confess, I don't need to be baptized? Just like, why would people say, well, it don't make any difference about the church? See, the Bible teaches that the church is linked with God's plan of salvation. The Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. I cite these examples to show that if we're going to overcome the world, we're going to have to go all the way. So it's a challenge to your thinking. It's a challenge to my thinking. But there's one thing about it. We can go to the Word of God and we can find that our faith in his marvelous teaching, and that faith must be alive because of righteous deeds of obedience. Remember, James made it very clear when he said in James 2:26, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. So banish the idea from your thinking that there isn't anything you can do to serve the Lord. Well, Peter told the people at Pentecost in Acts 2:40, he said, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Now, they're not going to overcome the world by their own plan. but the plan that God has given for our salvation, that indicates the new birth, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. We can overcome the world through Jesus Christ. And as Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. So this is a direct challenge to your thinking and my thinking on the broadcast today. Again, that Spirit-filled teaching is what we obey from our heart. Don't follow anything short of that. Whatever you are called upon to believe, you certainly check it out with your Bible. I found this to be true when I tried to buy a house one time. In fact, it's the only house I tried to buy. And when I went to a certain brother, he said, now anything that you're going to do with a contract in this house, you let me check it over. Well, what he did, he really took it to his attorney, and the attorney checked it over and gave some good advice. And I thought, here's a good illustration. Whatever we're going to do religiously, let's just not make up our own mind, I'm going to do this because it seems right to me. Solomon said, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So go farther than it just seeming right to you. Now, I might have looked at that contract, and I wouldn't have even thought of those suggestions, but he gave some good suggestions, and it was a part of the contract. And I felt secure then, as I attempted to make the payments on the house, that I'd be able to secure it. Well, there are a lot of things we can use as comparisons in this wonderful teaching. We're going to have to leave you now, and I want to thank the brethren again for making this possible. It's been good to have you with us. Listen for the time of services now of the congregation that brings you this broadcast, and be there with your Bible and your entire family. And don't forget, be sure and ask someone to listen to this broadcast. We'd like to have as many people listen as we possibly can, and we hope to be back with you next time with another series. But the one thing to remember, it'll always be based upon what the Word of God has to offer. May God bless us as we obey His marvelous and His wonderful truth.